Hello, welcome to Breaking Autopilot, a conversation between you and I where we talk about how to live our life more intentionally with gratitude, being thankful, and understanding what opportunities are before us in the day. So today I want to start out by talking about yoga and how that yoga became part of me and is becoming more a part of me, and how that opportunity before me. And I just finished my first Yoga Fit 1 level 1 training last week, and I've had something to do each night, and so I haven't really had time to reflect. So I want to reflect back on that today and that excitement and share that with you guys. Have you ever had anything that you've started and there was some self-doubt, and we've talked about that before, but you went on and did it anyway, and you just felt like, I can do this. I absolutely can do this. And, well, that's how I felt about that. So, those in my close circle knew what was going on and where I was going, and they were very supportive, because that's what you want in your close circle, is supportive people. And it worked on the week, and then came to Saturday morning. Here I was standing out. Now, it wasn't too far from me, and I was lucky that this particular training was close and was only about an hour away. But I did get up earlier than usual, and set out before dark, before the sun had come up, and to get there on time and make sure I found my way. So as I got up after working your full week and being a little bit tired that early on Saturday morning, I pulled on my yoga clothes and said, let's head out. And we went on out to the car, and feeling excited, got in feeling nervous. Who's going to be in this class? Am I going to be able to complete this class? What's this class about? And when I got to the end of my road and stop sign, there was a car that was in front of me, and it was a car that looked like my mom's, one of my mom's cars in her days, maybe like an 86 Mercury Cougar, maroon, two-door. And so that drew my attention to my mom. And my mom has passed. It's been a couple of years now. And, you know, this is a moment I didn't get to share with her, but fortunately she has brothers and sisters, and her mom is still living, and they're very supportive, and they knew about this and had shared with me their support. But that morning, they were seeing my mom, or seeing that car, reminder of my mom. I'm like, okay, thanks, Mom. And I do believe that there's just little certain reminders that come at the right moment in the time to encourage things. And my mom was a very big encourager for me. I was very fortunate to have her always supporting me. Even when I did wrong, she still understood, talked me through it, and loved me unconditionally. So seeing that car that morning was for me a little sign that Mom was up there looking down saying, you got this, you're okay. This, you know, I'm here and I'm leading you. And since that car was in front of me and there were no other cars on the road, that's how I felt. Go ahead, Mom, just lead me there. I'm ready to go. And so we drove on down a little further, a couple of miles, and I'm still following this car. And then it turns off and my path is to go on. But before that happened, the song Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine came on. And for me, that song is also reminds me of my mom, and because that was one of the songs that she said to play at her service, because that's what one of the things that she knew she was going to pass. And that was one of the strong songs that helped her to understand and have peace at that, because she had peace as a Christian that she had a place to go. And so that song came on. And I thought, okay, that's two things within a 5-minute span of each other that remind me of Mom. And so, Mom, thank you. And I felt this also calmness about me that was like my mom saying, I'm proud of you. You have this. You got this. And I'm proud. Just do this. And so I was like, okay, I appreciate it, Mom. I appreciate you being proud of me, and I know you would be. And let's go do this, because I'm doing yoga for the right reasons. I'm doing it to have mental stability and health as we go through our own life, to learn more about that, to learn more about calming ourselves with our breath, and be able to take that out as an outreach, because I feel like I will learn it stronger for myself, and I'll be able to use it for more for myself if I'm thinking about someone else that can also benefit from it, I'll pay more attention to that. So that's what it, so I was okay. I got on the interstate and I'm cruising along, and I chose an audiobook, Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer, to listen to. I downloaded it the night before from the library, Overdrive, a little plug for the public libraries. If they have Overdrive app that's free, you can download audiobooks right on demand, and it's pretty awesome. So I downloaded that the night before, just because I was still feeling that pull, that, you know, what's, you know, a little self-doubt going to yoga and not having experienced that, having a day job, having a sitting job, and not being a health nut into fitness. Could I do this? And I had a yoga stigma, you know, if I'm going to be yoga, I'm going to have to eat bean sprouts all the time, and that's just not true. So anyway, I chose that book and said, you know, we're going to battle this. We're going to get there, through there, and we're going to surround ourselves with positivity. And so I listened to that on the way up, and that did help. And that was, you know, hey, it's about thinking positive and about understanding that what goes into our mind has a big influence on us. And so, so I get to yoga and, go in there, and there's all different kinds of people. Now there's only one male in the class. The rest of us were all female, and the trainer was female, and that was okay. And as he was very comfortable with all of us, and we were comfortable with him, and that's what's going to be in class. You're going to have a mixed class, so we were glad to have someone in their training. And there's many successful men yoga instructors that are already trained, and so I was just glad that we had a little mixed class. And some people were fitness instructors. One lady next to me had been in fitness for 30 years, and I was like a little intimidated. Yes, I was. Really intimidated, to be honest. Then as the day went on and we got to know about other people, there were EKU students because it was held at Eastern Kentucky University. And I was so proud of them. The male that was in there was from Morehead State University. And listening to their stories, some of those were already teaching yoga and wanted to become certified in yoga so that they felt more, got more skills for that. And some had worked with troubled teens in a youth center already. Some had already helped lead 4-H camp activities and led yoga at 4-H camp activities. And I was so proud of these young men and women who were driven and that were leading at their university rec centers, recreation centers. And I thought the confidence that was coming out of them. And we were different shapes and sizes. I mean, we were tall, we were short, we were a little fuller than others. And you know, it was so positive being in that environment for those couple of days, because the people that were going to learn about this were genuinely wanting to learn about this. They were genuinely people that had an interest to help themselves and to help others. There was a military psychologist that was learning yoga to help put in a practice for PTSD. And there's another yoga training specifically for warrior called Warrior PTSD that's going to be held in Versailles. And so they're going to attend that. And so they wanted to deepen their practice. And I love that. I so admire that. So we get into our yoga. And the first day is pretty much just a lot of talking, making sure we have proper breath, making sure proper alignment. What style this comes from, talking about what yoga language is used in yoga fit, and we did a lot of sitting on our mat. And then mid-morning, we got to get up and go through some poses, basic poses, and she led us through a class. And to me, a good relaxing yoga, which is right now at my preference level, is when you have gone through an hour class, the time feels like it's just continuous, and you can't tell it's even been an hour. And then you're in a resting pose, and that resting pose is so nice. It's almost like having a massage after that. You've worked your muscles, and you get to that final resting pose, and everything is all calm. Some music is playing, the lights are dim, and you get to rest. And it's the final resting pose is what it's called. And so that was right before lunch, and you had some quiet time. So that was good, because I'm really an introvert and do a lot of extroverted things, but I have to go back to restore as an introvert. I have to have time to myself. In a day that was physical energy, mental energy was being used at a rampant rate, I took that lunch hour to go restore, and it was a chilly environment to be in. The room was a little chilly, when workout rooms kind of are sometimes, so that you can get your body moving, unless you're in particularly hot yoga. And so I just sat in my car, got it all warm and toasty, and listened to my audiobook, and then listened to some music that energizes me, and just rested and just enjoyed the lunch I brought, and still was just thankful for getting the opportunity to take a day out of my busy life and just do this. That's all. Nothing else was on the calendar. Nothing else was being pushed aside. This time was carved out for me, and I was excited about that, and gratitude that I was able to receive that blessing, that was seen as a blessing just to be able to take that day. And I know many of you out there, I know that you might not get to do a whole day of this. And I want you to understand that that's okay. You know, your season, it may be different than mine. And we'll talk about seasons throughout this because I reference that a lot. But your season may be different. And so you may have a need to be somewhere else more than you feel like you'd rather be. You may be caring for others or caring for children or caring elder care. Or you may have to work right now. It may be that you're... opportunities are 7 days a week with work, and you're not able to find and carve that time, but one day you will, and know that those are seasons that you're in. So when I express gratitude for that, I want you to not feel like you're missing out on something. I want you to think, be blessed, and think of it as you have opportunities that will be in front of you, and they may not be day longs, but they will be hours, or they will be minutes, but to appreciate each of those moments to yourself, or when, if you're an extrovert, when you're in a group and you're getting energized and refueled from being in that group. So a little side there, but I didn't want you to listen to this thinking that, well, I'll never be like that because I'll never get a day to get to do that. That's, you know, her lifestyle, not mine, because certainly other people have different lifestyles. But anyway, back to the yoga. So when I went back in the afternoon, we were going through 40 poses, and we were going through form and structure, how to say them to a class and lead them. And that's just touching the iceberg of, how many poses and things there are, but I very felt accomplished. And so we rounded out that day. And as I came home, I was very thankful, very excited. I was very feeling accomplished, like, woohoo, I just did this. Yes, this desk job lady. Yep, she just held her own. because I do that. You know, I show myself grace when I need to show myself grace, and I say out loud, "Good job," and give myself that pat on the back, because the only person who's always around is me and God. So I'm gonna help them out and give that encouragement to myself. So I came home and said, "Okay," one of the kids here, and the other one was visiting somewhere else. And I said, okay, I'm going to go in and take an Epsom salt bath because I'm no dummy. I know I'm going to be really sore a day job, and I've just spent all that time doing yoga, and I want to repeat it again tomorrow. So yeah, I made time to get in that bath and get some Epsom salt and get these muscles relaxed some, and it really did help. So we went on through our evening and, visited and we played games with the neighbors, and they came over and winded down kind of early because they were tired and I was tired. But that flowed right into, you know, community time from that yoga. So that was a good Saturday. And then Sunday morning I get up and, all right, we head on out to the yoga and got our hour drive. And this time I wasn't listening to the same book. I had decided I just wanted music and energy from the music and the worship songs and things that I was wanting to listen to. I enjoyed the drive. I enjoyed seeing the sun come up and the horse farms that you pass on my way to Richmond from Frankfurt and such. And so I just took that time to breathe and get into preparing myself for the next day. So I got in there. We had a lot more time with individuals and groups where we broke it down and we kept trading people so that we would get to know more people in the class, and we would go through examples of poses, and we would praise and then encourage on what we could do better, and then praise again, give a pep talk through what we could do to improve as instructors or things that we thought we might be challenged with ourselves by our own individual languages and how we've taught or the pace of the classes that we've taught in the past. So when they related it to fitness, I related it to work, and I related it to teaching and coaching others and my history that I could draw from. So we went through the date, and we had another hour-long yoga class that we were students in, and we watched her deliver the class and thought about the delivery method and the atmosphere and gave awareness to that before lunch again. So again, at lunch, I went out and restored. And so my intent for this yoga, when starting out right now, and I don't know where this is going to go, and I can't tell you the end of this story because it's just being written. But I wanted to work with children. I wanted them to know that there was an outlet. And you don't have to have special equipment for yoga. You don't have to have special clothes for yoga. You just need to be able to bend and stretch in those clothes. So, I mean, everybody wears pajamas most of the time. So, you know, there you go. You can use those. The kids are very flexible and energetic in school, and they have PE class. And so the clothing that they wear on several days, if not all days, allows them to move in some different yoga poses. And you don't always have to do inverted poses where your head is down. There's many standing poses that do the trick that you need at the moment on there. So I wanted to give them this option because I didn't have that option, and I use sleep as an escape. And so that's really a whole other story about how I coped. My coping mechanism was sleep, and I took that on all the way up through, I'm not kidding, sometimes on bad dates I'd just go to sleep. And oh, how cute that was, because I just was too tired. And then the date would be over and time to go home. Now, that didn't happen very often, but I did recognize that that was probably a coping mechanism that I had brought with me to just go on to go to sleep and pass time. I also slept in cars to pass time, but we didn't have to seatbelts as strict like we do now on it. And it's a good thing, seatbelt's a good thing. But anyway, so I want to take this out to kids. I wanted to give them an opportunity to be able to breathe through things, to use their mind to control their thoughts, use their mind to calm themselves down, and use their breath to calm themselves down, and positive energy, and how individual we are, that we're not the influences that other people put on us. We eventually have choice. As young children, we don't always have choices. But as we grow into adults and things, we have choice. And so I just want to put positive messages, and I want to use that breathing techniques to put those positive messages. So I had already committed myself before I went to this training to reach out and contact the school teacher for my daughter's third grade class and ask, could I do my practice teaching? I knew I was going to need 8 hours of community service. I was going to need to reach out to groups that had not experienced yoga before that I could actually become certified level one and felt comfortable to go out and teach, and as part of requirement for their program is to get every student to go out and give 8 hours of community service, and that's a benefit to us as student instructors, that we get more practice before that we start accepting pay for trainings, and that we have more experience. But then it's also so that we can let our own judgment of ourselves down a little bit and say we're practice teaching, and we need to, you know, be clear about that this is my first class, or this is my first yoga class, but I've taught other fitness classes. It may be the case. So have you done something and, you know, you wanted to give back and you wanted a safe environment to practice something in? Maybe you had a new hobby and you thought maybe you would charge for it, let's say, you know, woodcrafting or something. And so before you started charging for it, what did you do? And I'm guessing that you probably built your own pieces and you gave those pieces away, and you kept pieces for yourself, and you perfected a little bit of your craft before you started to charge that, right? That's my suspicion. Not always. I mean, there's artists that whip it up and start selling it, but in most cases, I think that we probably practiced first, whether we were intentionally trying to market it to somebody who needed it or just practice for ourselves and give it away. So I was going to practice and give it away. I was going to practice yoga and give my knowledge away. and hopefully that they would go through that journey and they would feel as comfortable after that class as I felt as comfortable after the class led by the instructors. And so, so I'd already scheduled this. I said, you know, I was going to take that training on that Saturday, Sunday, and that coming Thursday, I was going to lead my first class of third graders, 20 plus kids, and a professional teacher in the room. Now, that's a pretty big audience. And she said, you know, if we start out with 4 or 5 in our class, up to 8, maybe 10, that would be a good size class. So, ooh, okay. Now, like, what did I just do? I just started with 20. But you know what? I trusted the plan. I trusted God's will that something had been planted in my heart, and it would work out. It always does. I've had some pretty embarrassing moments as I've gone through my career and my life, and you know what? It all works out. It always does. I'm still waking up the next morning. So what's the worst? I couldn't imagine the worst, because the worst thing is that I just couldn't do it myself. And since I have control over myself, we got this, right? We got this. So I finished Sunday night, and we did exchange a few email addresses and to those that were in the class, and we got to know a little bit more one-on-one when we were doing that training. Became friends with the teacher on Facebook and said, you know, got Pinterest boards and things that you can learn from me, and she encouraged to continue to learn from one another, and I like that aspect of it as well. And so I was walking out with tools, right? I had the class, I had the manual, I had a place where I could get some videos, I had some sample music or some music that they'd give us for our first class, and some emails for some support if you needed to pull on those, and going to trainer's Pinterest. So I'm ready for this, right? I'm ready to go out and lead this class. No problem. But I wanted other people to think I was ready. And so I created a lesson plan outline. And what's my goal? What's my objective? What's my tools? How I'm going to deliver this class? And it took me a long time to write that and put some thought in that. But boy, when I did, I'd have to guess what my plan was going to be. So the next night after writing that, and I didn't do it that Sunday night, obviously. I was way too tired and came home and rested and enjoyed my children and got ready for the day, the week ahead. But I think it was Tuesday night before I came in and was writing it. And Wednesday night, my daughter and I practiced, and she agreed to be my model and work through it. Ordered her a yoga mat Sunday night, and ordered both my kid and my daughter a yoga mat and said, you guys are going to have to help me, and I think this will benefit you guys. And they had already, at least my daughter had done some yoga with me already at home, living room. Son really hadn't, but could see benefit in that. And so they were excited about that. And Skylar helped me, and she wrote some index cards, you know, because you're going to give a speech, and when you're practice teaching or practice giving a speech or something like that, you can write index card. You're able to have cheat notes, or you can use a piece of paper. And so I decided index cards would be the best because they could serve two purposes. I didn't have any yoga cards that had poses that for games that later on we could play, and I ordered those, but they wouldn't be in time. So we created our own. We created our own index cards. We wrote the name of the pose, and we did a stick figure to draw it. We took turns, like who could draw the best stick figure to get to our card. And then we wrote some alignment cues on it, so knees over toes and things that we'd be able to say, and got a flow of how to teach those basic poses. So we were prepared. So Thursday, I'm excited, and we're prepared. I'm working a full day. I'm just taking my lunch hour, taking extended lunch hour to get over there to the school, go in, deliver, and then go right back to work. But one thing I forgot was my yoga clothes. They were in a different gym bag, and I didn't pick up both gym bags. And so when I was leaving, thought I had plenty of time, and traffic is a little bit heavier at lunch, and I didn't plan for that, and I didn't have my clothes. And so I had to go into class, not prepared, wearing yoga clothes. And so there was lesson one right there, adaptability. And rolling with it and taking a breath. And so I took some deep breaths there and said, do I be late and run to the house and get clothes, or do I just go on with the flow? Well, I couldn't leave them waiting. You know, I had somewhere to be. So we went on in and said, you know, guys, hey, I wanted to look like Skylar, who had wore her yoga pants and shirt in to school so that she was ready. I brought her mat and so that she's ready to model those poses for me. And I wanted to be the part that I was saying that I was, and I will be the next because I'll be more prepared, but today I wasn't as prepared. I left something at home, and I apologize, but we're going to roll with this, right? And so lesson one was right there, taught to myself. I'm going to breathe, and I'm going to let that go for this class, because it's not about me, it's about them. And then I'm going to let them know that I just had to do exactly what I'm going to ask them to do. I had to breathe through that, change my mindset, and roll on. And so what do you do with a bag of lemons when you're thirsty? You drink lemonade. And of course, you know, they knew that. And they have a very good teacher and community support, and they talk about positive things. She's got those all over the walls. I knew this was the right class to start with, not only because Skylar's in there, but because of the teacher. I knew it was the right class to start with, that I would get encouragement, that she would give me tips when she thought I needed tips, but she would appreciate the effort that I was putting forth. And so that was also a reason for choosing that class, was the teacher and her environment that I had come in there and seen before. So we rolled with it. And then I said, you know, I'm going to take my work boots off. And if you guys want to take your shoes off, then let's get a little bit more comfortable and ready for these poses. And there we went. And we talked about breath, and it was great. And there may be one on the just kids yoga class, delivering the breath, but we're going to talk about the delivery. And Skylar right there. So she was pretty awesome, and she's normally pretty shy, and so she was very comfortable with her class. She wasn't at the beginning of the class, and so one of the big milestones that I take away from that day was we did something together. She helped me with cue cards, and she was just as important in that class as I was. And I couldn't have really planned it out any better than the way it worked out. I planned, and so we had a routine to follow, but some of the other aesthetics weren't there, but it all worked. Because the purpose of the class was right? The will was there. So have you worked on something before and it's not really been exactly what you wanted? But it was good. It was still good. And I hope it was, and I hope that you still appreciated that, and we learn, and we'll do better the next time and be a little bit more prepared, but that we don't beat ourselves up over what has already happened. And so those kids, they followed right along with me, and they were breathing, and they were a breath in and a breath out. And to see them close their eyes and to see them stand there tall in their mountain poses. I about could cry right now. I really could. It was, to see that come true, that's awesome. So class ended. We got to do a little bit of Simon Says yoga right at the very end. Just to wrap it up, and Skylar helped me put everything away, and I went on. And so now I'll go back next week, and then I got feedback that they enjoyed it, and we're looking forward to coming back next week. And so just for the month of this month, as I get some of those 8 hours in, and we're going to use this as a unit in their class to study on, and as one of the forms of exercise, then that I'm going to do that a couple times a week, and then I'll taper off. But that it'll get a bit more practice and a concentrated amount of time to give me more routine and help for the purpose of practice teaching, but it also will help them to actually be able to put that in practice by being able to do it more often and not just do it one class and then be gone, out of sight, out of mind, right? So anyway, that was awesome. And I just wanted to share all of that with you about my experience about leading up to it, whether or not that you felt the same way, that you've had self-doubt in something that you want to try that was totally not, from an outside perspective, someone wouldn't have thought you as an administrator desk job would be doing this. And then when I opened that up and learned that other people actually had chosen that as an option as well, then it helped me to relieve some of that self-doubt and to keep encouraging myself and to draw on strength. And I hope that from this that you've also seen that it's normal. I need to draw on strength. I used audiobooks. I used encouragement out loud to myself. I thought of my mom that would be an encouraging point. I listened to other people that said, go do this. I'm proud of you. My son has acknowledged coming home. He's going to be 14 next month. And he acknowledged, mom, that I'm proud of you, and gave me a hug. And that's awesome, too, that we're able to encourage each other. And that at his young age that he is encouraging to me. Because we're all just trying, and we're all just getting through. So I hope that there is something, if you haven't done something already that you've been thinking about, I hope this gives you encouragement to do that. I hope that you'll share with me any of the encouragements that you want. So if you want to hear more, you can go to Breaking Autopilot. Like me on Facebook at Breaking Autopilot. I have a podcast page, so breakingautopilot.libsyn.com, and that's Breaking Autopilot, no hyphen in there. So, you know, reach out and send me a comment, and we'll keep this journey going on together. Thanks, and have a great day. Go out and fly.